Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
Radio Ace Michaels, your host this afternoon, evening, morning, daytime, nighttime, anytime is Ace time. I love having a show. I love my show. Some people have asked, that's Tina at the beginning of the show. Tina does the intro, you guys. That's Tina, y'all. And she's awesome. She's just awesome. Just awesome, good people. That's all. Awesome. Good people. Tina. Tina does the intro for the show, and she's amazing. What's going on in the world? I am happy to say that I don't use FaceTime. FaceTime, the program invented by Apple for the iPhone. Yeah, I don't use it. Who uses it? Listen, nobody wants to see you on the phone. That's the whole point of the phone. If I wanted to see you, I would come to your place. You know what I'm saying? Dad, I said, no, I'll call him. Because I don't want to see him. I don't want to have face-to-face confrontational conversation with you. That's why I called you. Because there's like a safety zone there where we're not going to see each other. So like if you're my boss and I call you, I can roll my eyes. You get what I'm saying? I can multitask. If I'm a player, I can text 2-3 people at the same time, right? So I don't want to see you. I don't want you to see me either. I want to have that distance. Now, the question is, who does use FaceTime? I know there's some businesses that they kind of need it, so they use it. I get that. Like, if you're some kind of, like, heart therapist and you got to, like, do some heart work with somebody, and so you gotta like see them. I get it. That's part of your job. I get it. But other than that, maybe just like doe-eyed lovers or something, or maybe those people are like crazy about FaceTime because they're still in that like that few weeks of the relationship where it's like exciting. So they're all like, no, call me back in 5 minutes. I can't even hang up the phone right now because I keep thinking about you. Oh, good Lord. Anyway, FaceTime, yes or no? If you FaceTime and you want to tell us why, I would love to hear it. You can call the show, 646-595-4802. If you do not and don't want for anybody else to either, you can still call the show and let us know, or you can email the show. You can email beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. Anyway, I'd like to know your thoughts on the FaceTime. My guest today, speaking of faces, man, this guy is so damn good looking. Let me tell you something. This guy looks freaking good, man. You know what I'm saying? This guy's got one of those faces that, like, he's going to walk into a room with you, and all the attention is going to be on him and his face if you're not careful. But he's also a very gifted actor, so he's actually got some talent. That in addition to the looks, he's got the talent to go with it. And he's a pro-level fitness kind of guy. He's got a beautiful body, too, and he's worked really hard to achieve that. So he's been on the show before, but welcome him back with love and arms to the show, Sebastian Large. Sebastian,
hey, how you doing, man?
Good. I'm doing great, man. I'm doing wonderful. We got a couple of rains for the past few days. Now it's actually getting back sunny, and we had a drop temperature, and it's getting back up. So it's a great Friday.
Hey, how's your show? You got like a crime show. How's that?
Sangre Negra. Actually, there are a couple of things I can actually talk to you a little more than before when you had me on the show. Last week we actually had a table read for the next five episodes that will be starting something next month, I believe. And we also added a couple of names, more guest starring on the show that's going to be featuring the next episodes. And for some names, there is a Bai Ling that is actually really big in Asia. And because of her, actually, the show was also got some interest and sold and distributed in the Asian market. So in Japan and Hong Kong and countries like that. We also have a great actor, that's also, been around for quite some time, Stephen Bauer, which you may have. Which actually you can see him on the show Ray Donovan. That's where he kind of making his comeback. He's been on there for three seasons. So we're excited to have him in. It's a great actor, and it's perfect for that show. There's also some other names that they're still on the talk right now with the producers, so I can't really, say anything. But we also have some European interest. Actually, we have Spain and Italy that the show could be airing there, could be distributed there. So we have signed a deal as well with that. To talk a little bit more about my character is last week when I went to table read, a lot of the script actually has been altered ever since I saw it before. So my character actually is kind of taking a turn, and I can't really, give much away for the audience, but they'll see it. But what I can say is my character is going to be very, very, very badass, So it's going to be very, very exciting. Like, people probably won't really, pretty much will have no idea that, I can actually even pull off that kind of character, kind of style. So that's one of the reasons, too, I have get a haircut or anything like that, because for the continuity of the show, it takes place a couple of years later, so my hair still needs to be kind of length and kind of long. So, yeah.
Nice.
It is. Before, we know that, before, in the fall, I think in the fall, it's when it's going to go to, when usually the TV series, that's what it was, they usually announce, new TV shows, that usually airs in the fall. So I think we'll be programming for the fall. The network right now, I do not know, but it will be announced very soon, because I'm sure it'll be a press release,
Absolutely. Now, Sebastian, how big is it getting? In my terminology, is it getting so big to the point where, women are giving you lingerie pieces when they meet you?
No, it's not like there's no any groupies or fans or like that on. No, absolutely not. No, they're coming in, and we go on the show, and obviously, ask, if I'm single or that kind of stuff, So it's actually a different audience, that's coming to me. It's like anywhere from early 20s to a woman that could probably be my mother. Do you know what I mean? So it's a very expanding audience, that we have. But no, they're very respectful. There's no anything here's my bra, can you sign it? No, anything like that, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know your mom? Because these ladies might be your mom. You might not, what I'm saying? How do you know they're not your mom?
Right, exactly, yeah. So, But yeah, no, it's very, very excited. And of course, there's other things, you know, that you know, I'm working on, possibly a horror film, you know, that I did a cable read recently, you know, that could be filming in July. So just waiting on that. Mm-hmm. And on another note, I'm actually just finished off writing a script that's actually going to be a short film, which I will be starring it. Actually co-lead it with a name attached to the project, because I want to bring it up to, you know, like Sundance and Cannes Film Festival next year. So that's a very also a big, exciting project, because it's like really, you know, like my, you know, my project, you see what I mean, from A to Z.
Now, you know, it's interesting. So people want to know this, I'm sure. How does this process work? So you just started writing a script, like, how does that work? You just sat down and said,
well, you just come up, you know, there's, you come up to, you know, with, you come up with, you know, with obviously some, there's a lot of, I'm sure, like, you know, if you're creative, you know, there's a lot of ideas, you know, that you can possibly put on the paper, or, you know, it's easy, like anywhere, you know, like anywhere you're on, like there's always situations, you know, that you see, you know, in real life, obviously that, you know, could basically, be a very good story, you know, and just develop, you know, just develop that. That's what it is. So it's, but the thing is, the people don't know is it's a lot of work. Like they think, you know, everybody can write a script, you know, you sure probably can. But then after that, you know, that, you know, they're to make, you know, the film, you know, if you don't have the funds, I mean, you know, it's a lot of things. You have to get a crew that understand, you know, your vision. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You have to get, you know, you have to make deals, try to get, you know, like minimize on locations, you know, and then you always have like, you know, you have all those meetings, then you have like try obviously, you know, try to get actors. There's also, you know, like after, you know, you can shoot really quick, you know, you can shoot really quick. But then when it comes to post-production, that also is a very, very big work, you know, the headache, you know, the editing, you know what I mean? So... it's a whole process, you know.
But this was also something that you've never done before, right? You've never written a script.
No, exactly.
Before,
it is. That is literally my first. That is my first, and that's why I want to make sure that, you know, that I'm not doing any mistake, and that's going to be, you know, perfect. You know, that's going to be to standard to bring it up to major film festival. And my thing is, the way that the short film would be ended, it would be a left-off. So you could say that it probably would be like a very extended, you know, trailer, because what I want to do out of it is hopefully be able to get some, you know, interest and investors if the short film does well.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, making a feature length, you know, a feature film. So, and that would be, and that would be a really, really... you know, like bigger work and bigger budget, you know what I'm saying? So, but the thing is, you know, until that, you have to start it up with something. And the short film, this is why the short film industry has become really big. You can see it, you know, there. You can actually see the short film, you know, category in the Oscars. See what I mean? So, it's getting really recognized. So.
Wow. And so this process now, just because I want people to understand, like, whenever we do the show, I want people to really understand both sides of it, okay? So you're not a guy who was, you know, studying film for 12 years and decided, you know what, this is the course for me. This kind of one thing led to another, because you were doing your fitness work, which kind of led to some modeling, which kind of
Actually, I started more like a fashion modeling, believe it or not, you know, before. And then the fitness just came up to me when I just, like, you know, starting doing working out at the gym. I just, you know, like, fell in love with it. And then, yes, it has become, you know, like my lifestyle, you know. So
right.
Trying to inspire others.
But you wouldn't necessarily have seen yourself, say, 5 years ago in this position now where you're on a show, you're writing a script. I mean, you're well
on your way, bro.
This is how you start. This is how you become a big success.
Right. I mean, you know, there's obviously you can't just, you know, like burn the bridges. You see what I mean? There's people that think that, you know, everybody you know, can do this. Everybody can, you know, everybody can act. You know, that's not true. You know, I mean, there's so many factors, you know, and you also have to really, unfortunately, you know, you have to be very disciplined and motivated, you know what I mean? Because, you know that it's either going to be, it's going to be a success or, you know, it will be a flop. See what I mean? And if you fail, you know, it's not really a good thing. So,
yeah.
Like,
and I'm glad
example,
you said that about acting.
Some, mm-hmm.
I'm glad you
acting.
Said that about acting, too, because I'll tell you
yes.
something that's a real pet peeve of mine, Sebastian. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if this has ever happened to you, but if you say to somebody, if you go, hey, can you act? And they go, well, I've never had any training, but, I mean, how hard can it be? It's like everyday life, right? No. It's not everyday life.
It's not everyday life. No, you have to.
Acting
no.
is
yes,
a skill,
it is.
Man. That's a talent. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, it's like everything else, you know,
that.
It's either you have it, either you don't, you know, I mean, you know, you go to classes, you know, you learn, you know what I mean? There's so many things, you know, it's like every other jobs, you know, it's actually a job, that's what it is, you know, so.
It absolutely is a job. It requires training,
mm-hmm.
requires skill.
Exactly.
You don't
there, yeah, there's
up and do
mm-hmm.
it.
No,
no,
actually not. That if it happens, it's like maybe one in like a million or something. No, that's really rare. No, everybody, you know, it's a process. You're not just like, hey, you know what? I wake up in the morning. I want to be an actor. Tomorrow, an actor. No, you know, it's a process. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So
and you got to, you know, you got to be very, you know, very invest to it. You know, your time. You know what I mean? I can obviously, you know, all your mind to it, and like be very, like it's literally, you know. No, a hobby, but like it's like really, you know, like your career, you know, your passion, you know, that you're just
right.
Pretty much like, you know, you're just blessed to do what you love and get paid for it. So.
Yeah, and you have to love it because there's going to be a lot of waiting around on the set, right? You're not going to be acting the time that you're acting. You're going to be acting
mm-hmm.
like you're killing time mostly.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, you know, like if you you know, if you're getting yourself, you know, like busy and working from one project to another, you know, then you're very, you know, obviously you're really blessed. But, you know, like most of, you know, actors usually it's like they work on a project and then they don't work anything for a long time. You see what I mean? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
unless you, Dwayne Johnson is like, he's going to be busy for the next 12 months because you have like four or five projects. He's just going to be, you know, jumping from one to another. So,
I totally get it. So tell me a little bit. I know you told me before, but tell us a little
mm-hmm.
bit about the show. Like I understand
yeah, the show
it's
kind of
a
yeah, it's basically
drama.
Well, yeah, the show is basically a fusion, you know, a fusion pretty much with Dallas and The Sopranos. It takes place here in Los Angeles, and it's basically the story of three brothers and all the three brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Are completely, you know, like they're different. They're different, have different careers, right? So it's a very against
mm-hmm.
each other. The lady's name is Antonio Mackay. His name is Ricky Santos. Ricky Santos is known for being the Pretty Ricky. Every woman loves him. Every man wants to be like him. See what I mean? He's a very, you know, big star in the mafia, drug dealer environment, you know, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Ricky Santos. There is a Christian Santos. Christian Santos is actually a cop. And obviously is married with Ricky Santos' ex-wife, which they have a daughter together. So you see, there's already like drama right here going on because they can't really stand each other. Like Ricky Santos, he obviously can stand Christian, and Christian is like he'll do anything, you know, to put him in jail. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
and then the third brother is an attorney, he's a lawyer, is Guillermo Jr. So it's an attorney, and it's the same thing. And you'll see on the first episode that. Is going to defend his brother Ricky Santos, you know, for mm-hmm. that. So because it's just for him, he's a client, even though, you know, like their family, it's still not a family matter, you know. So they're pretty much that. And then there's so many, like I said, Robert Miano, you know, that you saw Anthony Brasco plays my boss. He plays Vicente Sabatini. There's a Eric Roberts plays Lee Mondrian. He's the defensive attorney. The Eric Estrada, he basically plays Guillermo Senior, which basically is the father of, you know, all those three brothers. Do you know what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. a very and that's pretty much what it is. You know, it's drama, it's suspense. There's there's everything. It's a romance. There's hateful. I mean, like I said, this is why that the producers and the writers, when you know they wrote it, they said, why don't we just write something that will fuse, you know, like two shows we fuse together will be one show. And they said, well, what else we doing Dallas and The Sopranos, fuse them together, and this is the end of the product. Sangre Negra, Black Blood. So.
Wow. Now, when you're working on this show, you're working with some legendary Latin sexy guys. Like, you got Eric Estrada, you got Eric Roberts, you got Stephen Bauer. I mean, these guys are...
Stephen Bauer, Biden. There's also a couple of actors, actresses. They're really big in the Latin market. His name is Isaiah Morales or something like that. And some,
Isai,
and some of the,
yeah.
Some
yeah,
of the
I love Isai. You know,
Isai Morales, yes.
Brother
mm-hmm.
in La Bamba.
Exactly, yes. And, you know, he's made his name here, too, you know, so.
Wow.
Exactly, and so it is. It's a very, it's a great, you know, like, experience, opportunity, a blessing. Everybody, that was the cast of the crew, everybody's working hard, you know, to make the show a success. Like I said, we had to go read, you know, all the actors were there, and it was a great time to discover what's going to happen, you know, like in the next five episodes, you know, things like that. So it's a very, very exciting, and even though, you know, it's like over 2 years in the making, still, though, it's the audience are going to love it. I'm very proud of it.
You don't... You don't get intimidated by those guys, right? Because
No, absolutely. At first, you kind of are, but, you know, it's like after they make you really at ease, like they're, you know, talking to you, you know, like, for example, Eric Estrada was talking with us, like, you know, like talking about, you know, his family, you know, things like that, and give us, like, a, you know,
sure.
advice. Eric Roberts, you know, same thing, you know, like some good acting techniques. You know, because these guys have been around for, you know, for a long time, you know, 25, 30 years. And my boss, Romano, which is 72 years old, you know, has over 280 credits, you know, like movies that he's done. Very.
Where'd he go? I was hanging on his every word. It's like, very, dot, 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 dot. Sometimes that happens with the technology, but it says that he's still connected to the show, so I don't know what happened. But let me give you a little backstory on Sebastian for you guys who don't know. Sebastian spells his name S-E-B-A-S-T-I-E-N. So when you're looking for him on the social media, don't look for Sebastian, look for Sebastian. Sebastian Large, and I found him on Facebook. He's got a wonderful profile on Facebook. It outlines his whole career. He's done a lot of really cool stuff, and he's a very down-to-earth guy. Ladies, he's a gorgeous guy. Probably a casting director's, like, super hot dream when to see him walk in the door, like, oh, exactly what we're looking for. But he's also a real down-to-earth guy, so make sure you guys check out Sebastian's website.
I consider he's like my, you know, my mentor. See what I mean? So it's you know, it's a very great, you know, like one-on-one coach, I could say. So the website is www.sangrenegra.com. you can find, they can find us, everybody, like the audience, if they want to, you know, like support and follow us, they can find us on the social media. You know, we're on Twitter. We have a Facebook fan page and also Instagram.
Nice. And what about your own personal pages? Give those out, too. We lost you with audio for just about, or we didn't hear you, but
okay.
Give us your sites, because people want to go to your sites now, promote you.
Right. Okay, well, I actually am, I do have, of course, I have social media, but I also recently I've also launched my official website, which they can see, you know, my acting role. They can see all my publications, you know, the magazines, you know, I've done interviews. Also, of course, you know, Sangre Negra. There's literally, it's my site. So it's like my life. There's everything there. You know, there's a blog. There's, there's pictures. There's interviews, you know, also like the last interview that we did together. It's on there, you know, broadcast. So it's www.sebastianlarge.wix.com/official. My Instagram is just like Sebastian Large. My Facebook, it's official Sebastian Large. And my Twitter, it's Seb Christensen. So, but, you know, when people go to my website, every social media are related there. So they can just click on and see it. Or I'm sure that, you know, now obviously with Google, you can find anything that you like. So, yeah, Google is really, you know, it's really great. Like anything you want, Google has it, you know.
Nice. Sebastian, it is my pleasure to speak with you.
It was absolutely a pleasure and honor. Ace, it's always a pleasure, and, you know, for having me on your show. Thank you so much. You know, always appreciate it. And, you know, I hope that, you know, next time, you know, like you get me on the show, that I will have a way, you know, more news regarding Sangre Negra, the network, what it will be airing, and also hopefully my short film will be done.
I love it, man. Sebastian Large was on the show today. Thank you so much for being on the show, Sebastian. And listen,
thank
man,
you so much, Ace, and good luck. Yes.
Absolutely. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Sebastian,
you too,
enjoy,
man,
your
and thank you very much.
Career.
And
we
and
will
good luck with your project,
brother.
Ace, as well, because I know you do a lot of projects, you know, photography, you worked in the series in Vegas. So good luck on that. Wish you the best.
I'm keeping it moving. Thank you so much. Sebastian
exactly.
Large, everybody.
Take nothing less. than the suffering best. Do not obey, no mistake, for you can pass the test.